You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, the voice of the Shuswap, your community's radio station. By the way, we're not only looking for on-air personalities, but engineers and audio editors. Go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca today and find out how we offer training. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we've been enjoying the sonic impressions created by the Parker Abbott Trio. Up next, we'll hear the title track of their latest album, Elevation. But first, Simon and Terry talk about songwriting. Let's talk about songwriting a bit. Start with you.
Start with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Band leader.
I usually try to set aside, you know, like a set amount of time. I'll say like for this month I'm going to compose every day and at the end of that I'll end up with a handful of tunes. I've taken a couple composition workshops. I took a composition workshop with Guillermo Klein in New York City about 2 years ago now, and that was really inspiring. He had a very well thought out sort of process to practice composition, because that's kind of a hard thing to do, is how do you practice composing other than just doing it. But his method is really analyzing the melody of a jazz standard, and then composing your own maybe jazz standard using the structure, the melodic structures. So if it's, you know, question phrase, answer phrase, you know, and then the form AABA, you know, kind of using a similar outline, but then composing a new song within that. So I'll do a lot of exercises like that. Or he has rhythm exercises we would do where we would double time things or half time things or find rhythmic equivalences. He talked a lot about modal harmony and functional harmony, and, you know, gave me lots of different ideas for, you know, practicing composition. And then I'm also inspired a lot by the other, I guess, from books I read and movies I watch and, you know, the general world. So a lot of my song titles are based on characters in maybe a novel I read that really inspired me or touched me in some way. And I kind of have that character's, you know, mindset in my mind when I'm composing a song and I'm trying to kind of communicate that through the piece.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, truly composition inspiration can come from anything. But the practice is really what makes...
Like the techniques of it, you know, like how do you develop your technique as a composer?
Right, yeah. For me, I'm more interested in taking inspiration from a variety of things, like hearing an interesting recording or an avant-garde improvisation. There's something that I like about it, but then I'm very interested in popular music as well. So what makes a hook popular, or what makes a melody hook, like a hook or catchy, or makes you sing it back in your head? And I kind of try to blend those diverse elements, something weird with something catchy, is kind of my current approach to composition.
Well, and this is something I like about co-leading a band, is that because we both compose for the band, we get a pretty, I feel like we get a pretty good variety of compositions. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's just one composer, you've got to watch that maybe you don't start sounding too much the same song to song. Mm-hmm. But when you have two people, you've got two voices that are, you know, offering something to the band.
And we both started
different songs. So
very different, but we also compose for this group specifically.
And so we get together and workshop them and like arrange them together and stuff, but the initial ideas will be, you know, hit Simon's or mine.
Okay.
This one is off of our previous album, The Wayfinders, and it's the first track off that one. It's called Nature Speaks.
That's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the cinematic soundscapes of the Parker Abbott Trio. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can tune in at this time next week for more live in the Shoe Swap.